Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
Meigs is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Krista Scabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. Woo-hoo. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Yeah, yo.
And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Wind Down Wednesday. Well, the week is winding down. You're on your way by now. And as always, we remind you about school buses, school kids, and school zones. They're in effect until 9 a.m. And every single morning, we try to remind you to stay engaged. Now, yesterday was one of those days where school zones flash, of course, again at 2 p.m. They start at 2 as school is ending. And yesterday, we saw a young kid, not so young, a teenager, walking from school with headsets on. And, you know, it just reminded us just really how dangerous headsets can be. Headsets are wonderful in their proper place, but when you're walking or riding a bicycle, they can be extremely dangerous. So if your kids are taking headsets to school, and a lot of them are, probably more than not, are taking headsets with them to school, we want to encourage you to encourage them to make sure that they're not wearing them in traffic areas, in areas that could be dangerous. As we keep reminding people about mobile devices, about iPads, about cell phones, it doesn't seem to be letting up. We have become a society that is so entrenched in information and the need for information and to make sure that we are informed at every minute of the day, that nobody is putting their cell phone down, nobody, at any time, for anything. So that being the case, we have to really, really encourage and warn our kids. And so we said to young Deuce Christmas, we said, you know, if you are at the end of the day, if you're waiting for us for pickup and you're walking to the store, you need to make sure that you don't have those headsets on. And parents, I don't know if you've ever taken the opportunity to put a set of those headsets on. They're so confined and they can be so loud that the only thing that you hear is what's in the headset. And so it's something that we really hadn't thought about until we kind of saw it, and we're seeing it more and more, and that can be critically, critically dangerous. And if you're engaged on your cell phone or you're distracted doing something else, one swerve, one wrong move could be the difference in your life or the life of a pedestrian. So as you're traveling in this morning, please watch out for pedestrians. We're seeing more and more people on bicycles and walking in high traffic areas. And we've got to watch out not only for traffic on the road, but we've got to watch out for those people as well. So you've got time to get there. It's only 7:40. It is really, really early. And if you're on your way, we just ask that you help our school bus drivers, help our crossing guards and our resource officers. And I'm going to tell you, if you've never watched to take notice, they work really, really hard to make sure things go smoothly, to make sure that we all get in and out. And we see it every single morning. And sometimes we know for ourselves as well as others, some mornings you're right on point. You've got plenty of time. You know, your kids have plenty of time. You're not dragging. They're not dragging. But other mornings, it's just hectic and hurried. And when you get those kind of mornings, it can just really throw everything out of sync. You're driving faster. You're trying to get there more quickly. You're trying to get the kids dropped off, you know, and all of these things that are happening. And so this morning, we want to remind you, as the week is winding down, make sure. And what we are starting to do every single day, you know, we talk about our meditation in the morning, but we're trying to make sure that we start with finding our center, finding that place of peace and comfort and freeing our mind so that we can be and live in the moment. And I was saying to a friend on yesterday, I said, when you look up and you look at where the last 20 years of your life have gone, you'll think about the time that you rushed everything by. And that conversation was really predicated on her being restless in her season, knowing that her season is over where she's at and she's ready to move to the next thing. And I told her, I said, you know, we have all been there and we will all probably get to that point again at some point where you love where you are. And then you get restless because you know it's over. Your time there is over. And I told her maybe God is just trying to get your attention to be still and be quiet and just wait for the next instruction. Don't do anything until you get that next instruction. And so as you are moving into spring, you're moving into the next season, I would say when you find your center, just learn to wait and be patient. DC and I have this thing, I guess it comes from that commercial, huh, DC? Wait, just wait. You know, just wait on it. And so waiting is really one of the hardest things for us to do. But when you just find that place of comfort and that place of fulfillment in the moment, and it's, you know, you have those times where you vacillate and being comfortable, and then you go back to the disease or the uncertainty and the anxiety of wanting to move to the next thing. And that's why it's so important to find your center every single morning, to calm yourself, make sure that you're giving your kids a good positive message, and make sure that you're giving yourself a good positive message. And you know the best way to do that sometimes? The best way is to encourage someone else. When you're feeling uncertain, unsure, a lot of times you can take time and you can encourage someone else about their situation, their career, their next moves, and their kids. A lot of people are having, you know, just challenges of growing kids, growing into teens, and the changes and the things that they are doing or not doing. And my friend and I last night were talking about the things that we forgot growing up. We forget what we forgot. You know, we forget that we weren't so sanctimonious and righteous when we were teenagers. We forget all of the things that we did. We forget all of the challenges that we had in school. We forget all of the times that we didn't listen. And we don't have a real humility for our kids because we expect so much more now that we're parents. And it's just food for thought. It's something that we all do. It's something that we're all challenged by, but we gotta get past it. And as we wind down the week, that's just a little bit of fruit for your thought this morning. I hope that you're having a great week. I hope that the potential is growing and growing and growing and things are getting better and better and better, and that your week is winding down and coming to a wonderful close. Minimally invasive image-guided specialists, also known as MIGS. They're making patients better, faster. It is their top priority. And for more information, especially as we are embarking upon spring and summer, if you're plagued by those varicose veins or those spider veins and you want to show a little bit of leg, well, they can help you at Minimally Invasive Image-Guided Specialists. The number, 318-445-9700. Also, Hixson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, you can click on their website at www.hixsonhasit.com. Chris Roy Jr. of Roy Law Offices is a third-generation lawyer here in central Louisiana, and you can contact Chris Roy Jr. at 318-487-0991. Also, don't forget to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. The number to phone for more information, 318-487-1881. Y'all, it's Wind Down Wednesday. It's a beautiful, beautiful morning if you're just getting started. We want to remind you to be safe and stay on point. We're going to get a break here, but we're back right after this.
You're listening.
listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. Whew. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, come on, gotta get it. You know I need the money, gotta get the money, cause I need some cash. And hey, come on.
ahead of the man, cause I bought everything on time. I got to get it, get the money. You know I need it, I need the money. Can you dig it? Say it. Money, money,
money,
money,
oh money. Got to get my hands on some.
You know you need it for the things you like to do.
Money, oh money,
yeah.
Got to get my hands on some.
Got to get my hands on some.
Money, money, oh money. I got to get my hands on some.
You know you need it for the things you like to do.
Money, oh honey.
Give me money, honey.
I got to get my hands on some.
Work hard all week. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, it is Wind Down Wednesday, and I don't know about you, but I and David Christmas are feeling absolutely amazing. DC, how are you feeling this morning?
I always feel like Superman.
Superman. I don't know. I think you have
the
more.
Man of Steel.
I think you have more super today. Do you have a little bit more super today?
I don't know, Mother.
Is there something in the air?
I feel great.
Can you describe it? Can you go deeper than great?
Man, it just looks like when I go to church, Carlette, and
wow.
I mean, just I'm going to just keep it real. It's something about going to church on Sunday and knowing that the word that you get was exactly for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a spiritual thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's got me, you know, this is a thing, it's coming from the inside.
Mm.
It's not anything to do with what's happening with me outside of myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's what's happening from within.
Mm.
And, you know, I just know that I'm in the right place at the right time. And I'm just, what you see coming out is what's in.
Mm.
So, you know, I'm just truly elated to be 6 foot above ground.
I love that. What is inside is coming out. How powerful is that for the morning? If you're thinking about it, you really, really got to meditate on that. What's on the inside? And isn't it true whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's indifferent, what's on the inside
yes.
is somehow going to be exposed
absolutely.
To the outside.
Absolutely. Mm. And it's just, when I go into the service on Sundays
mm-hmm.
and get replenished,
mm-hmm.
man, I'm replenished until I go back. That's some powerful stuff right there.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
some powerful word. When I go in, I get filled up and I'm ready to just empty out and ready to go back Sunday. Because, you know, for me, I didn't used to like to go to church.
And
that's just real.
And that's just a real,
no,
real
I used to start
admission.
Dreading church on Thursday. And then, you know, I mean, and then I would be in there looking like I had been drinking vinegar because I wasn't rejoicing.
Now, DC, why were you dreading going to church starting
really.
On Thursday? Come on.
Man, I just didn't see the benefit of church like I do. Now, you know, I've grown, Carlette, I'm telling you. I've grown. I'm a new person in Christ. And I really enjoy being at church now. And I mean, you know, it was like at one point I started saying, why am I missing church? It had become a habit to me missing church,
mm.
really, is what it was. And so when I really started going to church and listening and let the word come down in, I really truly have gotten enough wisdom in me now to understand what it's about. It truly is a joy for me to go now.
Wow.
I really enjoy it.
You know, funny you would talk about wisdom.
And you notice when I don't go, I don't feel the same.
Mm-hmm. Funny that you would talk about wisdom. I just read an article about wisdom and what wise people do. And it, one of the things that it talked about is that as we get older, hopefully we get and become a little bit wiser. And certainly you have become wiser. And I think that that's a word of truth for a lot of people that are dreading the coming together of church. And, you know, when Pastor Joe Green was here, he talked about the number of people, D.C., that are really exiting churches. So I think that that is a huge revelation. And you know what? You just say, really, what others are thinking, but you just go ahead and put it out there. A lot of people
yeah.
are not able to say, look, I'm dreading going to church, and I'm going really just as a ritual.
Right, and because you were pounding on me. You know, I was like, look, you need to back up off me to church. I'm not going today. And that's just how I felt.
Woo.
And that's what, you know, that's what that is what was coming out.
Mm.
But now, you know, sometimes I have to tell you, look, you need to go and get up and get ready. You know, let's get ready to go to church. You know, and this Sunday we discovered something new
uh-huh.
because we had missed church a couple of times because we go to the early service
mm-hmm.
and we were like, okay, well, we don't want to go to the after the later service.
Right.
But what we discovered is, okay, if we're a little tired, we can go to the second service.
Right. Right.
Well, that's a whole new revelation.
But let me rewind.
I don't want to miss it.
Let me rewind a little bit. You said I was pounding on you.
Oh, yes. You used to pound on me about church. Almost like, you know, hey, you know, starting Thursday, too. Like you could sense he's booting up not to.
And what I was doing, and if I'm honest, what I was doing was manipulating.
Yeah, you're trying to control me.
Right. I was trying to get what I wanted.
Which is a hard thing to do. It is very hard.
It's impossible.
It is very hard. Because once I sense you trying to control me, I just go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
It's a natural instinct.
Like, well, you know what? I had no idea we were going here, but I just want you to give husbands and wives one word for those wives and maybe even those husbands that are having to go to church solo. And now the wife or the husband is just absolutely tired of asking their partner to go to church. What's the key?
Well, the key for me, Carlette, is I look at it just like I look at recovery. And basically, I look at everything from mm-hmm. that perspective. I can't do anything for you. The fact that I was able to get clean, sober, and everything else that I've accomplished, it wasn't for you or my family. It was because it's what I needed to do for me, but you reap the benefits of it.
Right.
I can't do anything for somebody else. I can't go to church for my wife. I can't go to church for my kids. Of course, they're going to benefit from me doing it.
Right.
You know, but that's not why I go. And that's not why I'm sitting here feeling the way that I'm feeling right now, so joyous, happy, and free.
Uh-huh.
It's because I understand that when I go to the place of the Lord, to get that word, it's just a spiritual situation that's taking place where I'm going in and getting what I need to make it until the next time I go back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, but for me, I can't get you to do things that you don't want to do and vice versa. What we're learning as we've been married 24 years mm-hmm. now, is that we get to the places when we get there. Now, we can try to impress upon each other to do what we need each other to do for each other to be happy and comfortable and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to find your own place, and your process is yours. My process is mine, and young Deuce Christmas's process is his.
Right.
Now, we do have more control over him because he's a minor.
Right.
But at the same time, we still have to let him find his way as well. But I'm just happy to say I found my situation mm-hmm. is basically what's happening. I truly feel saved today. I truly feel like, you know, I know that God, that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and he died for my sins.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me happy.
Wow.
But I learned that in church. You know, because
right.
I'm going to be honest, I don't read the Bible a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
But my pastor reads it a lot and really does. I trust him because I've checked on a lot of stuff.
But that's not really true. You read a passage every morning.
I do that. I'm talking about the Bible
okay.
itself. Like people pick it up and read, you know, just take time and read. But I don't do that. You know, I really don't.
That's just real.
Right. But I do read our meditation, and it has scripture in it. And so I guess I do read it. I just don't read it as much as I probably need to. But I'm getting fed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know what I love? One of the things that I love about you most is your freedom for truth. And I am still on the journey for that same freedom of truth. And, you know, the roles, we go to church, we love the word, but I guess I went from one extreme to the other, and I realized that my churching was about acceptance. It was so that others could say that I was faithful. And it really wasn't about God knowing I was faithful. It was about man knowing that I was faithful. And I had to come.
That was your reward.
That was my reward. But I had to come to my truth about that. I had to get free and say, you know what? My going to church every time the doors were swinging open wasn't because I was so sold out for God. It was, I wasn't being real. I was there because I thought it was the right thing to do. Now, was I getting something? Absolutely. But it wasn't from a real, genuine place. It wasn't from a place of, oh, my God, this is where I'd rather be than any place in the world.
May God's continued blessings on you and Carlette, and tell her I've spoken to her before. And tell her she has just encouraged me this morning, being a wife of 41-plus years, and now a minister in the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm having to go to church by myself. And I didn't want to say this on the air, so I'm glad you took my call.
Well, okay. And so he wanted you to hear that portion of the conversation, but then there was another portion that we didn't want you to hear. And so we all have to find our own place. Tell us about that call. Or do you want to tell us about it?
No.
Okay.
That was a nice lady just saying that she's been listening to the show since we've come on, and she just appreciates the honesty, basically, in a nutshell. Just the honesty of, I don't know how we got here.
We got the CEO of Habitat for Humanity sitting here, and we have.
She's
raising her hands to the Lord. She's saying, "Oh Lord Jesus."
You know, that's just one of those impromptu situations where God just comes in and has His way.
Right, and I think it might have just been for that lady.
It possibly could have been Carlette, but we're just happy to be a blessing. God blesses us to be a blessing.
And let me tell you something. And I really want every single person, especially women, within the sound of my voice, that you're driving to work and you're saying, Carlette, I'm there right now. I cannot get my husband to go to church. I go to church with me and the kids. I'm at the church every time the doors open. A lot of you may or may not agree with this. I don't know. But this is just us personally and what I have learned through wisdom and time. There has to be a balance. There has to be a balance, and you've got to know why you're in church every time the doors open. Are you there for showmanship or showwomanship, or are you there because that is truly where your heart is and what God is calling you to do? I'm telling you right now, I'm being open and honest because I am on this mission, a self-mission about my own truth. I was going to church to be seen by people so that people could say, she's faithful, and people said she's faithful, but everything else around me was really falling down. You know, there were times when my son's homework may or may not have gotten done, and because I wanted to fit in. And I'm telling you, if you're doing it for those reasons, you are so missing it. Now when I'm at church, I am at church. I am learning to be in that moment. I am learning, ladies, that we can be fake in so many ways. And you know what? It was hard for me to say that F word, fake. I'm tired of faking. I'm tired of looking good on the outside and being torn up on the inside. You know what? When you've got to go to church and you got to put on a pretty face, you got your best handbag, you got your best outfit, don't forget about your shoes now. You know you got to have the right shoes on. But your husband's not there and you're trying to make it look good. It's fake, you know? And unless we can come out and say what it is, unless we can really, truly be free, our husbands are never going to get free. And when DC said that, he said, you were beating me over the head. Yeah, I probably was. You know why? Because I needed the picture to look right. I needed to manipulate it so that it looks right. So now it's not about how it looks. It is right. And now we're getting free. Are we all the way free? No. Freedom is something I believe that you work on every single day. You got to be free every single day. And this, let me tell you, you know how yesterday I said, you know, sometimes you think you got it. You say, and I've done this, and I do this daily. Oh, I got it. And then you figure out 2 days from now, 2 weeks from now, 2 months from now, no, I ain't got it. Freedom, self-truth, self-authenticity, it's a daily inside job. Stop being fake. Because you know what? People can see you, and probably people could see me. I just couldn't see me. I don't know who I'm preaching to this morning. It's Wind Down Wednesday. And I don't know about you, but there is incredible energy in the air. And I'm going to tell you, there is a freedom that just comes with telling the truth. You know what I said to my friend, and I know I got to go to break, but I got to share this with you before we come back, because when we come back, we're coming back with the CEO of Habitat for Humanity. In fact, I was telling Lakia this. Lakia's book is absolutely amazing. It's called The Tiara. You got to get this book. I told her, I said, the reason why we can't be true to ourselves is because it's like, It's like putting your hand in the fire and knowing that you'll get burned or it's hot and you pull it back. And you know what? And you know what? And you know what God said to me? He said, don't even worry about it because your hand is on the fire, but you got to go in the fire because you're not free yet. So I'm a work in progress. I'm here to say it loud and proud. And you know what? When I get these revelations, when God says so, I'm going to share them with you. Y'all, it's Wind Down Wednesday, 7 minutes after 8 local time, 7 minutes after 9 Eastern time. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, absolutely dedicated to excellence. Remember, they're having their financial checkups until April 15th. You got to go in and check it out. Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real solutions for you and your family and those in need of a little help. Also want to remind you about their community health fair. It is sponsored by Amerigroup Real Solutions. It's open enrollment. Amerigroup Real Solutions is one of those companies. You see them all over the place, but they are the company that is giving back to this community. Don't forget about the community health fair. It's April 12th at the Alexander Fulton Hotel, 701 4th Street. Here in Alexandria, it's this Saturday. You get your blood pressure check for free. Find out about your body mass index, diabetes, all kind of information. You just don't want to miss it. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play down in the parish. That's Avoyelles Parish. Also, McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. Don't forget Chris Roy Jr. He is at the law offices of Roy Law Office. Many decades of experience in representing the people of Central Louisiana with competence and professionalism. Hey, you know I got to get a break, but you got to stay on point. Stay with us. We're back right after this. I don't know where that came from.
You're listening I am to On Point Talk, talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, so and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 L
Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Can you feel it beat? Can you feel it beat? Can you feel my heart beat? Can you feel it beat? Can you feel it beat?
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Wind Down Wednesday, and we have had a couple questions that we will revisit a little bit later in the show about marriage. I don't know where this came from, but, you know, we're excited to have freedom this morning. And speaking of freedom, we are joined by a woman who really, really fights for the freedom of women and families on a daily basis. We are proud and honored to have in the studio the new CEO, of Habitat for Humanity. Congratulations, Connie, and welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Well, don't try to act like this is not a big deal. This is amazing. Congratulations on the new title. There's no one that works and has a heart for families more than you do.
Well, I appreciate that. And the title, it's just a title. At the end of the day, I'm just Connie. And basically, I just do what other people tell me to do. And I'm just a co-worker with the people that I share office space with. And blessed to be able to help people.
Absolutely. Connie, for those people, many of us know about Rapide's Habitat for Humanity, but let's talk about, first of all, the mission of Habitat for Humanity.
Our mission is to partner with working individuals, working families that are in deplorable living conditions that need to access better housing. And a lot of people don't really understand what we do. They think that we give houses away for free or that we're a government entitlement type program. And that's not what we are. The people that we work with, they work or they have some sorts of permanent income, but they happen to be in a really, really bad living situation and need a hand up. They don't want a handout. They want a hand up to improve their situation. And that's what we're there for.
Absolutely. Connie, why do you think that people think that Habitat is an entitlement program?
Well, so oftentimes the term affordable housing is tagged with Habitat for Humanity. And when I go out and do public speaking, the minute I say affordable, people go, oh, here we go, another entitlement program, not really understanding that affordable just means that we're trying to position people and families to be able to pay for not only where they live, but to be able to cover their other expenses. I mean, if your rent is $800, $900 a month, that doesn't leave a whole lot of money left over to pay for what's important, education, medicine, food. And these are real choices that the people that we work with have to make. So by making housing affordable, and we drop that mortgage payment, and they're only paying $375 to $400, they can comfortably take care of themselves and be able to get those essential needs met.
Absolutely. And for those people who really don't necessarily or haven't understood that, you have seen and helped a lot of families in this aspect. Talk about what it has meant for you over the years.
Well, you know, having been a single mom and having been a teacher's aide, bringing home maybe $1,000 a month and rent being $450, I mean, if you do the math, you know, less a utility bill, less food, that's a whole lot more month left over than there is money. So to be in this position on this side, to be able to help other single mothers and families to be able to navigate that where they don't have to struggle like I had to, there's a great reward in that, and helping them to understand that they can pick themselves up with a little bit of help and arrive at a much better place.
Connie, when you were a single mom struggling all those years ago, did you think that in that mess, because it probably felt like a mess, did you think that God would turn this into a message that you would carry literally to the multitudes?
Well, I tell you, Carlette, I was sure hoping so. My son and I, back then, the thing was VHS. We watched tapes so many times. We knew them all by heart. You know, my son would be like, Mom, when are we going to get cable? You know, when I can't afford it. Uh-huh. You know, and Ms. Linda across the street, you know, I hated having to go knock on her door. You need to use the phone. Yes, I need to use the phone. Having no home phone. And it wasn't that I was irresponsible. I had a job full time, had benefits, doing my thing as a single mom, but just was not making enough money. You know, I always had hope. But, you know, there comes a point when you have to reach out to people to get help, to turn, you know, hope and aspirations into reality. And so talking to people, communicating with people, having a mentor, finally being able to go to college, you know, complete that degree, and now be in a better place. I mean, because you can have hope, but you got to put the work in, too.
Absolutely.
You know, so being able to do that and now being able to be blessed to help other people, I mean, it's amazing for me. I sleep well at night. And at the end of the day, I take comfort in knowing that I've helped someone and I've been able to give a little bit of a blessing that I receive back to someone else.
And this is not speaking from this is what you ought to do and a place of not understanding. This is, you can say, I've been there, I've done that, I understand. So you bring a totally different perspective.
Well, you know, it's so funny because the families that we help, they have to pay a mortgage. They don't rent. The homes aren't free. And so every now and then, like we all do, myself included, sometimes we aren't the best with our finances. So we had a partner who wasn't really taking care of her priorities. And so she comes in and she needs a little bit of a grace period. And she says, you know what? You know, Ms. Connie, you just don't understand. You can't relate. And I said, oh, no. She says, no, I don't like you. You just don't understand. She said that.
She said that?
She actually said that. And I said, hold on one second. So I go to my car, and I get my old food stamp card with my name on it.
You kept it?
Yeah, to keep me grounded, to understand that this is where I still could be, you know, if it were not for God and people, you know, family and friends helping me to get to where I am. So I go get it, and I put it on the table. And she says, oh, Miss Connie. I said, yeah. And I said, and that's the card that just came out, because I used to get the paper ones. You used to have to stand there and count out, you know. But I'm just showing you this to let you know that I have been there. I do understand. I may not be there right this moment, but once upon a time I was. What I'm trying to get you to do is, you know, take care of your priorities so that you can own your home one day. That's the whole purpose of the program, is to get people to own their home. And we know that home ownership builds wealth. And so that's what I was trying to get across to her.
Absolutely. Connie, you have done and been really a pillar in this program. And a lot of people, and that's what I say about looking good and really being good, a lot of people didn't know that that was your story. You know, they just see you here now as the CEO. You've been with Habitat. You have moved into this position. But they don't know your real story.
Well, you know, it's so funny you say that. When I was single, guys wouldn't approach me. And I couldn't figure out why. And then, like, my male cousins and friends would say, you're too high maintenance. I'm like, I shop at the Walmart and the dollar store. Whatever I can get a sale. I don't care. As long as it fits and I'm clean and I look all right, you know, I mean, I'm just as down to earth as anyone else. They say, yeah, but you talk like this and you act like that. I'm like, what, human? Good English? You know, what are you talking about? And that's just so not me. I'm as down to earth, I think, as they come. I love people. I love working with people and helping me people. I think that's why God placed me here at Habitat. And I'm serious. It doesn't matter where I am. I'm not a label person. If I like it and it fits, I'm buying it.
Absolutely. And so before we talk about the fundraiser and what you guys are having, I want you to speak to those women, because I really feel like this morning was really strategic for a lot of people. That single mom, and we had T.D. Jakes' daughter on, Sarah Jakes, and she talked about being a teen mom, being pregnant at 13, birthing at 14. And it the gamut stretches very, very wide. But there's somebody this morning that has found themselves single, dealing with those negative voices in their head that's saying, you'll never be able to make it, you messed up. And all of the things that those negative voices tell us, do you remember that moment when you did make that decision that you were going to go back to college and you were going to be better? Do you remember that moment?
I do. And a lot of it had to do with changing my thinking and how I saw myself. And
how did you do that, though?
Well, I think a lot of it, there comes a point when you have to realize that you're in control of your life. It's you that has to change. It's you that has to put one foot in front of the other and make a change. And I know that sounds hard, but that really is the way that it works for me anyway.
Did you remember that moment?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember being at work as an aide and looking at my finances and what my son and I had to go without, and all those voices coming back to me, you know, especially from my family, and realizing this is never going to get any better until I do something about it. When I get ready to do something about it, it will change. And so I said, you know, what do I need to do? What's going to get me out of this? Education, that will lead to more money and a better career. And so I had an aunt that kept preaching that to me. And so finally I heard her, not at the moment, but later, and I drove out to the university, said, give me an application, filled it out. And when I went out there, it was like being a starving person in search of food. That's what it felt like. And I was so hungry for it. And I went out to the school, LSUA, applied, and the rest is history. It was something that I just had to do.
I love it. This is about being a survivor. It's Wind Down Wednesday, 8:27 local time, 9:27 Eastern time. You're on point. Stay with us, everybody. We're back right after this.
But I'm stronger. You thought that I'd be broke without you, but I'm richer. You thought that I'd be sad without you. I love harder. Thought I wouldn't grow without you. Now I'm wiser. Thought that I'd be helpless without you, but I'm smarter. You thought that I'd be stressed without you, but I'm chilling. You thought I wouldn't sell without you. Sold my million. I'm a survivor. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop. I'm gonna work harder. I'm a survivor. I'm gonna make it. I'm a survivor. Keep on surviving. I'm a survivor. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop. I'm gonna work harder. I'm a survivor. I'm gonna make it. I'm a survivor. Keep on surviving. Thought I couldn't breathe without you. I'm in hell. You thought I couldn't see without your perfect vision. You thought I couldn't last without you, but I'm lasting. You thought that I would die without you, but I'm living. You thought that I would fail without you, but I'm on top. Thought it would be over by now, but it won't stop. Thought that I would self-destruct, but I'm still here. Even in my years to come, I'm still gonna be here. I'm not gonna blast you on the radio. I'm better than that. I'm not gonna lie to you and your family. I'm better than that. I'm not gonna hate you in the magazine. I'm better than that. I'm not gonna compromise my Christianity. I'm better than that. You know I'm not gonna diss you on the internet. Cause my mama taught me better than that. I'm a survivor. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop. I'm gonna work harder. I'm a survivor.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carla Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop. I'm gonna work hard.
While buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make, selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank, offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What? LeBron?
How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop.
where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Do you need help developing your business? The City of Alexandria and the Ministers of Economic Development, in collaboration with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development, want to assist you with resources to help you grow your business. The Small and Emerging Business Development Program was designed to help provide managerial and technical assistance for small businesses in Louisiana. Certified small and emerging businesses qualify for help with entrepreneurial training, accounting, bid preparation and pricing, business plan preparation, finance, human resources, inventory management, industry-specific training, legal services, marketing, project management, and other areas of technical and managerial assistance. The certification process is simple and can be done online. For certification and program information, visit the Small Business section of OpportunityLouisiana.com. And for additional information on the Small and Emerging Business Development Program in this area, call 318-442-3593 or 318-561-2299.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation
it's been
at a time.
Long time. We shouldn't have left you. Without a dope beat. Step two. It's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you. Without a dope beat. Step two. Baby girl.
What would you do to get to me? What would you say to have your way? Would you give up or try again? If I hesitate to let you in, now would you be yourself or play a role? Tell all the boys I'll keep it low. If I say no, would you turn away or play me off? Or would you stay up?
Don't succeed.
Dust yourself off and try again. You can dust it off and try again.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network, the unmistakably what show?
Bigger show.
With the unmistakably what sound?
Bigger, bolder sound.
I love it. It's Wind Down Wednesday, and we want to thank you so much for spending your primetime drive with us right here on the OPT. We're joined by Connie Cooper. She is the CEO of Habitat for Humanity, the CE to the O. And you know what? We're having such an incredible conversation. And the conversation is not without purpose, because Habitat for Humanity has created a fundraiser that is really, really purposeful, Connie. And I want you to tell our listeners about that.
Well, we're trying to rehab a home to bless another family. And that work takes materials, supplies, and resources. So we thought about what could we do. And we said, let's just have a big old garage sale, just a combination of a whole bunch of stuff from a whole bunch of different people, sell it, take the resources, and finish up this rehab project. And we were looking for something that really didn't cost a lot to put on. And so garage sales are pretty easy, you know, like that. And so this Saturday, April the 12th, from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Old Sally's grocery store. It's right behind Bancor South on Jackson Street Extension, across from Walgreens and Nose Fry. That's where we're going to be. We're still accepting donations of items to sell through this Friday at 4:30. Things can be dropped off at our main office. And then come on out there Saturday morning and see what we have. Might be something that you can use that might be a benefit to you. It's going for a great cause. And we just invite people to donate and come out and support the event.
Well, let's talk about, first of all, why you're rehabbing this home and what really rehabbing the house means.
Well, we had a partner family that actually owned the home last March. Mrs. Gloria Collins paid off her home. A month later, she was diagnosed with terminal cancer.
Wow.
You know, God speaks. And wow. Our job is to listen. And sadly, that is what happened. And she decided that she wanted to gift her blessing back to Habitat to help another family.
Connie, how did that conversation, what did that sound like and what did that feel like when you had that conversation with her?
I have to tell you, Carlette, that was the most difficult thing I have ever done in my working career. To have a person that you're familiar with, that you know, that's a good person, making all the right moves, and be dealt a hand like that, it's hard to put into words what to say when someone tells you that. You know, you want to cry, but you don't want to hurt them and make them cry. And then have them grab your arm and say, please help me do this.
Wow.
I'm convicted to do this, and I need you to help me do it. And at first, I thought, you know, maybe it's the medicine talking, you know, she's under stress. And so I ignored it on purpose because I felt like she needed time to really think it through and make certain that consciously that that's what she was doing. And so I waited. And then a few months later, I saw
her. Did you dismiss her when she said, Connie, I've been diagnosed? Not dismiss her, but, you know, you're thinking, well, you're not going to die because, you know, that's all we want to think. You're not going to die. So you kind of just sort of move past that.
Exactly. And I just didn't do anything. I said, you know, this won't happen. You know, I just didn't deal with it, you know, hoping, you know, that she wouldn't, you know,
get better.
On. Yeah. And then a few months later, I saw her at my favorite store, Dollar General store. love D&G. And we would always meet there. I guess it was just God. Every time I would see Miss Glory, it would be in the Dollar General store. And this particular day was no different, and she was declining. And she grabbed my right arm again, and she said, I want to make sure that you're taking care of this. I really want to do this.
Wow.
I need you to do this and see it through. And I didn't even give her eye contact because I wanted to break down right then, because our Habitat partners become like family to us. And it was really hard to have that conversation. And she said, I mean it. And by then, she had been sick for so long, I felt that she really meant it. And she was pleading with me to do that for her. And so then it registered as a truth that was going to happen. There was nothing that we could do. And she was challenging me to do this for her. And at that point, it registered, Connie, you have to do this. She was counting on me to be strong to get it done. And
wow. And essentially what she was doing was paying forward the blessing that she had received. And as she went home to be with the Lord, she wanted to pay that blessing forward. How amazing is that?
It was difficult. And then we finally had all the players that were involved. We met in her home, and I about lost it because we're sitting in this home, you know, that she's about to donate, and we're all around. And I started to feel more at peace about it because she was at peace. She was in high spirits. She was joking, and she took a really deep breath, and she signed the paperwork, and she said, now I can rest. And she looked at me.
Wow.
And this calm just sort of came over the room, and her family wasn't aware that she was making that gift. And, you know, there was a bit of a struggle, you know, after she had passed. But what I kept hearing in the back of my head was, but this is what she told you to do. And so we communicated with the family, and they struggled with it. And then
because they didn't want to give the house back.
And it's hard, and we recognize that.
Sure.
And I kept praying to God that they would find peace about honoring what their mother wanted mm-hmm. to happen, that they could find the strength and the peace. And finally, the daughter contacted me and said, we're going to uphold her wishes.
Wow.
And I thought, glory, hallelujah. Because that was difficult, and I know it was hurting them.
Right.
But, you know, the Lord helped them to get the strength and the peace to be able to do that. And so it's all worked out now, and we're rehabbing the home. It didn't require a lot of work, but some, to scale it back up. The home was built back in 97,
mm-hmm.
and so we're scaling it up now. And we have the family already qualified. They've already visited the site. Super excited.
Wow.
Little girl was like, this is my room. And running up and down the hallway and checking out the backyard and running the show and everything. And, you know, we don't get government assistance or anything, you know, any operational dollars. So everything that we do, we have to fundraise for it. And so this is just a no-cost way that we came up with, this big old garage sale, to try to get the money that we need to get the supplies to finish rehabbing the home so that we can complete the project that Gloria asked us to do before she passed.
Connie, you are absolutely amazing. And for anybody that was thinking about not participating, how can you not help the CEO and Habitat for Humanity complete Miss Gloria's wishes? And you know, Connie, as you're telling the story, you know what goes through my mind and my heart is the affection and the trust that Miss Gloria had for you, that she would not allow you to be passive about what she wanted and what she expected. And she knew that there would be some struggle if it wasn't properly put into place. And you know what? We ask people all the time to get out of the hookup line and get into the line of giving. And what comes to mind is this, Dr. King's question. He said, the most persistent and urgent question that we should be asking ourselves is, what can we do? What are we doing for others? And this, if you're looking for a way to give back, if you're looking for something that is not going to cost you a whole lot of money, this is a cause that you'll want to give back to. There are so many single families. There are so many people that are trying to get a hand up. And this is the premise of Habitat for Humanity. This is what you guys do. And this big old garage sale is happening this Saturday. And we're imploring you to go out and not only help to make Miss Gloria's last wishes a possibility, to make it a reality, and to help so that we can be the change that we want to see, and helping to bring this home that was built in 1997 up to 2014.
That's right.
Connie, thank you so much.
It's an interview.
Thank you. Thank you all very much for having me.
All right. Remember, you can drop off the items at 1320 Monroe Street right here in Alexandria. Connie Cooper is the CEO. You can contact her if you've got a drop off or you want to drop off. And guess what? Even if you don't want to drop off, you say, I don't have anything, they'd appreciate a donation. 318-449-9804. Or you can connect with her via her email at ccooper.habitat@gmail.com. Again, the number, 318-449-9804, happening this Saturday from 8 to 2 p.m. And it's going to be at the old Sally's Grocery Store behind the bank off of Jackson Street. Connie, you absolutely are amazing. Thank you for the work that you do, and thank you for your heart and commitment.
Thank you very much.
Magnolia State Mortgage is another place where dreams are coming true. If you're purchasing your first home or you want to refinance or invest, the ladies at Magnolia State Mortgage are on point to help you. 318-561-8020. Also, Walker Automotive Group, when others won't. Walker will, serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Also, Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office is the third generation lawyer here in Central Louisiana, and you can contact him for any legal help that you might need. Chris Roy Jr. is at 318-487-0991. Stay on point, everybody. We're back with more after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect 1 out of 2 people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine? I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hick
HicksandHasIt.com. HicksandHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksandHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksandHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksandHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hicks and Has It.
Hicks and Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Vols Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Where you got it, I'm the hottest around. They'll know when they see you rolling them Impalas around it. With the top down, feeling the sounds quaking and vibrating your thighs. Riding harder than guys with the chrome wheels at the bottom, white leather inside. When them lanes be spitting at you, tell them don't even try to shoot at Michelle and kick it with Kelly or holla to be you. Gotta be G's, you way out of your league.
We like them boys that be in them legs leaning. Open their mouth, they grill gleaming. Candy paint, keep that whip cleaning.
They always be talking that country slang. We like
that beat, they be in the back beating. I be so low from the. I love how he keep my body screaming. A rude boy that's good to me with street credibility.
If your status ain't hood, I ain't checking for him. Better be street if you're looking at me. I need a soldier that ain't scared to stand up. Known to carry big things, if you know what I mean. If your status ain't hood, I ain't checking for him. Better be street if you're looking at me. I need a soldier that ain't scared to stand up for me. Gotta know to get dough, and he better be street.
We like them boys up top from the BK. Know how to flip that money three ways. Always riding big on the freeway.
With that East Coast slang, that is country girls. We like
low cut. With the deep waves, so quick to snatch up your Beyonce. Always coming down, popping our way.
Telling us that country girls are kind of girls they like.
Ain't hood,
I ain't checking for them. Better be straight if you're looking at me. I need a soldier, and it's here to stand up for me. Known to carry big things if you know what I mean. If your status ain't hood, I ain't checking for them. Better be straight if you're looking at me. I need a soldier that ain't scared to stand up for me. Gotta know to get dough, and he better be street.
I know some soldiers in here.
Where they at? Where they at?
They wanna take care of me.
Where they at?
I know some soldiers.
Hey, everybody. What an incredible wind down Wednesday it is turning out to be. I love it. You know what? We love to tell great stories, and we hope that they'll move on your heart. And we're switching gears, but not really a lot. This morning is really all about empowering people, young people, older people, about people to get better and do better. Now, you might remember Frances Tenney. She's from the Rapides Business and Career Solutions Center. We talked about last week the 7th annual community-wide youth job fair, and we welcome Frances Tenney back. Frances, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, and thank you for bringing me back.
Absolutely, absolutely. Frances is so on point this morning. You know what? We thought it was just that important, Frances, because there are so many parents and so many young people that are trying to figure this out. But right. A lot has happened since you last talked to us.
So let's
get caught up. Tell us what's going on.
Okay, the last time I was here, we had a few, I would say, employers. And this time we have up to 49.
Wow.
And I know it's going to hit the big 50, because I had an employer call me and said she had just heard about it. And so the late registration is going to be this Friday, April 11th, at when we close out, the end of the day.
Absolutely. So. That is huge. They're going to have, and we believe, God, that there will be even more than 50, but there's going to be at least 50 employers.
Definitely, definitely.
We're speaking it into existence, at least 50 employers at the 7th annual community-wide youth job fair. Ages, what?
16 to 25. And with that said, we are now trying to be sure we get our youth there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've sent letters to churches, and we need to, you know, try to get anywhere that youth hang out and try to let them know about this job fair, because we want them to know the industry that is in our Sinlaw area.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many, like I was saying last time, if you want to work construction, if you want to be in the health field, then you come to the job fair and you can see as a youth, okay, then I need to go to college to become this. I need to go to college to become that,
mm-hmm.
okay? You have the technical college if it's construction, welding, something like that. But still, we really need our youth to know about this job fair.
So let's talk about why you guys decided to focus on this particular demographic, 16 to 25.
We've always tried to reach this same target age group, and we're really trying to match our youth with the industry,
mm-hmm.
okay? So when the youth come out, they're going to get an employer booklet. In the booklet is going to be the name of the company, the industry that they're under. If they have any job vacancies, that's going to be in the booklet as well. And again, we're trying to match the youth with that particular employer.
Absolutely. And we thought it was just critically important, because many of you are asking yourself the question, what are our youth doing and what can we do to get them off of the streets? Well, this is the opportunity for that to happen. And April the 15th is really going to be the beginning. Let's talk about that.
Okay, April the 15th, we have a job seeker workshop. And this work,